News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Right now, I'm joined in studio by Manix Flynn, Dublin City Councillor. Manix, yourself and some of your colleagues have sandwich boards in your sights. What's this about?
Well, this has been an ongoing issue in the city for the past number of years, where there's been a proliferation of sandwich boards indiscriminately placed on the footpath, which interfere with the pedestrians, particularly elderly individuals, people in wheelchairs, and also people with prams and buggies and shopping. And so, again, you have a situation here where the sandwich boards, some of them 3 and 4 to one particular firm, huge, taking up a huge amount of footpath, and so Dublin City Council, as a result of my initiative, are going to bring in legislation. I'm going to bring in licensing in relation to these particular sandwich boards. This is the public domain. We do it with street furniture in terms of, like, you know, restaurants and bars who have seating arrangements outside. We have a license, we have an arrangement. There's usually a good order about it. But the sandwich board issue within the city centre area is becoming an absolute nightmare. Some of them placing sandwich boards smack bang in the middle of the street, some in Grafton Street where they sit down, but they have a massive sandwich board where you can clip your head on. So it's about regularising the situation. It is not an attack on any particular firm. It is not a pogrom against the restaurant association or anybody like that. It's simply to get a proper order on the whole issue and to also protect the sacrosanct right for the pedestrian to use the footpath. And with walking tours now, some of them in their hundreds coming down the street, there's very, very small space and people are now taking to using the actual roadway.
Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Are you much relieved on hearing that? This isn't a pogrom against your association at all, says Manix.
No, what we would welcome proper legislation and proper implementation of the legislation. The proposed costs that we've seen or we've been told about is extortionate, something up to €700 for a sandwich board, a couple of hundred euros for the application form for it. I think what our association has been very clear about over the last number of years, that we want to make Dublin City Centre a cafe culture area where people are sitting outside their business, having coffees, and making Dublin a more cafe culture friendly. The cost is where we have a major issue with regard to. Dublin City Council has, with regard to outdoor seating, making huge profits on the backs of businesses. We would look for a reduction in those costs, but I am on the side of Manix that we need to get our act together and clean up the sandwich boards on the streets. I would welcome that, but we have huge fears around the cost that Dublin City Council will implement and impose on businesses.
Manix, well, it doesn't sound like you're too far apart here.
No, we're not far apart. And Adrian, but no, good morning, Adrian. The thing about it is that the Dublin City Council is a local authority. We're not a profit-making organisation. We simply don't go out there to get profit off individuals. I would agree with Adrian. This needs to be an equal playing pitch. There doesn't need to be, like, you know, high prices for individuals who are struggling with rates, etc. So we can sit down and negotiate, and we're open to negotiate. And certainly I would invite the Restaurant Association to come in and to speak to the executives and to certainly speak with me, and I will assist them in everything I possibly can do to get them an equal playing pitch and to get stays of execution on fees and stuff like that. But we have to tackle this particular problem, and it's not just about restaurants or cafes or bars. It's right across the whole system, all sorts of businesses doing this particular thing. So it's about tackling the issue. It's about giving businesses an opportunity for an equal playing pitch. And it's also about, you know, I never saw anybody coming into a restaurant because they saw the sandwich board. I mean, they come into a restaurant because it's a good place to eat, because there's somebody out there inviting them in, and because they're hungry. And again, if you have so many sandwich boards on the street, people will actually avoid them. I constantly have to move sandwich boards.
So businesses hardly rely on them, because if they're not working, if there's not some evidence that they can direct people in.
It's a habit. And because Joe Bloggs next door has one in it, because Mary has one up the road, they all start to get into this situation. So it's about regularising them. It's also time to actually have a survey or some sort of report as to how effective they actually are in placing people into your restaurants, or for instance problems in terms of the bus tours on O'Connell Street, where you have one smack bang in the middle. But Adrian and myself are on the same playing pitch here. It's about regularising the situation, making sure that everybody can walk around and it's in public order. The other thing about it is, in Barcelona, they more or less banned them from certain streets because you couldn't get down the streets.
Yeah.
So this is where the problems actually are. Dublin City Council have to approach this, you know, in the best way they possibly can. So they're trying to bring in legislation, they're trying to bring in policy, but the door is open. No policy has been set, no fees have been particularly set, and we will listen to all business and business representatives who come to us and get an equal playing pitch.
Adrian, a final word to you there. Look, Mannix and yourself, you genuinely do seem to be on the same page to a large degree. If those costs can be offset some way, is this something you're happy to work with the council on?
Well, Mannix is a fantastic councillor. He does huge work in the city centre. But there's one issue is that there was a report done in 2015 around street furniture, and that's lying on a shelf in St. Dublin City Council gathering dust, and the executive in there are doing nothing about it. And that report clearly states that the cost of street furniture, and that's all street furniture, should be reduced, and it hasn't happened. So if you're in the business or you're a ratepayer, you have no confidence from the get-go that Dublin City Council are going to be on your side. It's fantastic that Mannix is on the side of business, but he's also trying to clean up the city as well. But from a representative organisation, we have no confidence in the executive in Dublin City Council, because every report that they seem to have done seems to lie in a shelf and not been implemented.
All right.
And that report shows that there is huge profit making made by Dublin City Council on the street furniture scheme already.
We're not a profit making organisation, and that report I will have reactivated, and I'll invite yourself in to discuss that report on street furniture, because I want an equal playing pitch for all businesses within the city.
All right, we're basically all in agreement. Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurant Association,
happy days.
And Mannix, Dublin City
happy
Council.
Days. Mannix, what
you
a
agree
morning.
With someone. That's amazing. This
he
early
agrees
well,
with me.
This early in the day. Thank you both very much for that.
It was worth getting up for.